Hello, everyone. My name's John Luttrell. I'm Chief Financial Officer of American Apparel. Thank you for your interest in our company's 2011 fourth quarter and full year earnings call. Today, we issued a press release announcing our financial results for the fourth quarter and full year. The press release and associated financial statements are available at the Investor Relations section of our website at americanapparel.net. This call is being recorded and will be available for replay through the end of the day on April 15, 2012. Throughout this call, I will be referencing both GAAP and non-GAAP financial results. Before I begin, I need to ensure that everyone understands that the call contains forward-looking statements and analyses as of March 14, 2012. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those anticipated. We take no obligation to revise or update these forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances after the date of this call. For a complete description of risks and uncertainties, please refer to our Form 10-K and Form 10-Q filings with the SEC. Now let's review our operations and results. We're very pleased with our fourth quarter results and the momentum of our business thus far in 2012. Fourth quarter sales increased 9%, and adjusted EBITDA, as defined in our press release, increased to $9.1 million from a loss of $500,000 last year. After nine consecutive quarters of comparable store sales declines, our comps turned positive in the second quarter of 2011 and accelerated each quarter through the end of the year. In the fourth quarter, comparable sales, including direct-to-consumer sales, increased 8%. Thus far in 2012, we have reported comp increases of 15% in January and 10% in February. Through the first 2 weeks of March, comparable store sales are running up approximately 10%. The increase in comp sales is primarily the result of strong product acceptance, refined inventory planning, timely delivery to stores, and improved product quality and assortment. On the production and distribution side, we have aligned sales forecasts and purchasing and production levels in order to improve labor efficiency, reduce raw material balances, and shorten the cash conversion cycle. With the retrained labor force and renewed focus on basics merchandising, we have seen significant improvement in labor efficiency and production costs on a year-over-year basis. Although margins pulled back a bit in Q4, the pullback was due to higher raw material costs paid in late 2010 and the first half of 2011, and was also due to reduced production volumes. Also, in Q4 2011, we initiated a warehouse sales strategy to monetize slow-moving inventory. That is an important step for us in controlling inventory levels and managing working capital. Last year, we lowered distribution costs through improved picking processes, better storage locations, and better freight terms. On the inventory planning side, continued improvement in our enterprise resource planning systems has led to better in-stock levels and full-price selling. In January 2012, we completed a financial system consolidation for our European operations, and in March, we upgraded the financial accounting and control systems for our Canada operations. Later this year, we intend to upgrade our consolidated production forecasting, website, and allocation systems. In February 2012, we hired a new General Merchandise Manager, Jordan Schiff, formerly from Urban Outfitters. We believe his experience and viewpoint on our operations will inform a more methodical merchandise strategy for American Apparel. Jordan is currently shaping, with our existing strong team of merchants, a more well-defined merchandising calendar so that we enter each season with a balanced, trend-right, and well-executed product assortment. Dove and he are also focused on partnering internally so that our systems and production teams are aligned to support key items, as well as in ensuring that non-core fashion is exited appropriately to help mitigate inventory liability. We anticipate our overall in-store and online presentation will include the introduction of new product categories as it did in 2011 with the introduction of denim and exciting new accessory products. We also expect an emphasis on our volume-driving core basics. We are excited about the impact that merchandise and inventory planning are having on sales and believe our recent increases in comp store sales are sustainable in 2012. On the capital structure side, we announced a new three-year senior credit facility with Crystal Financial and a two-year extension of our second lien loan with Lion Capital to December 31st, 2015. These actions provide us with additional borrowing capacity and financial flexibility and clear a path for the next 3 years in order for us to concentrate on the operating side of the business. Our longer-term goal related to our capital structure is to build EBITDA performance and replace our second lien loan. This is a priority. Nonetheless, having the second lien extension provides significant flexibility. More important, we have concluded that there is no longer uncertainty about our ability to operate as a going concern. This provides comfort to our business partners and allows us to fully exploit our position as a major U.S. purchaser of products and services. We can now negotiate tighter pricing and more efficient terms with our vendors. Before I review our fourth quarter and 2011 results in more detail, let me provide our initial outlook for 2012. For the full year, we expect adjusted EBITDA to be in the range of $32 million to $40 million. Our outlook assumes net sales between $552 million to $559 million, with comparable store sales and wholesale net sales expected to increase in the mid-single-digit range. Gross margin is projected to range between 54.5% and 55.8%. Raw material costs and foreign currency rates are estimated to remain near current levels, and we are looking to open only a modest number of net new stores this year. Finally, capital expenditures are estimated at $15.9 million for the year, and depreciation expense is estimated at $23 million. Now let me provide a more detailed review of our fourth quarter and full year 2011 financial performance. Consolidated net sales for the fourth quarter increased 9% to $157.6 million, with increases in all major segments. Net sales for our retail stores increased 9% to $106 million for the fourth quarter, primarily due to a 7% increase in comparable store sales and $7 million received from warehouse sales in major cities around the world. Online consumer net sales increased $2.2 million, or 20%, to $13.1 million in the fourth quarter as a result of customer service and fulfillment processing improvements, as well as targeted online advertising and promotion efforts. We had good success with a Groupon promotion and from a very strong Cyber Monday following the Thanksgiving holiday. Wholesale net sales increased 6% to $38.4 million from $36.2 million in 2010. The increase was primarily due to the launch of a new wholesale catalog and focused efforts on expanding our wholesale customer base, specifically to non-distributor customers. We also added new products to our wholesale offering that attracted a more diversified customer base. Gross margin for the fourth quarter was 53.2%, compared to 55.6% for the same quarter last year. The decrease in gross margin was primarily due to higher raw material and manufacturing overhead costs, the effect of lower margins from warehouse clearance sales, and from promotional activities. These overages were primarily offset by impacts of reduced shrink and lower manufacturing direct labor expense. In the fourth quarter, we did not experience much of the benefit from recent decreases in raw material costs, yet we expect to see these effects flow through costs of goods sold during 2012. In addition, we are making carefully calibrated adjustments to our manufacturing overhead costs that take into effect lower production volumes while considering the consistent growth we are starting to see in our unit sales. Operating expenses, which include all selling, general and administrative costs, and retail store impairment charges, decreased $5.8 million, or 6.3%, to $86.2 million for the fourth quarter. The decrease in operating expenses was largely attributable to lower occupancy expenses as a result of fewer stores and lower professional fees. Impairment charges on long-lived assets of $1.8 million compared favorably to the $2.4 million reported in the 2010 fourth quarter. Our average store count went down by 9% to 249 at December 31st, 2011, versus the prior year-end store count of 273. We have substantially finished our store rationalization program and are generally satisfied with the composition of our fleet. Loss from operations for the fourth quarter was $2.4 million, an improvement from a loss from operations of $11.9 million for the fourth quarter last year. Interest expense for the fourth quarter increased $2.8 million to $9.5 million from $6.7 million last year, largely as a result of an increase in the average balance of debt outstanding. Net loss for the fourth quarter was $11.2 million, or 11 cents per share, compared to a net loss of $19.3 million, or 27 cents per share, for the fourth quarter last year. For the full year 2011, consolidated net sales increased 3% to $547.3 million, primarily driven by a 2% increase in comparable store sales and a 2% increase in net wholesale sales. Net sales for our retail stores increased by $3.9 million to $350.2 million for the full year due to increased average selling prices and warehouse sales in major cities. However, this was offset by a 9% reduction in average store count for the year. Comparable store sales were flat. But of note is that we saw, again, sequential improvement in comparable store sales in each quarter. Q1 was down 8%, Q2 was flat, Q3 was up 2%, and Q4 was up 7%. We are again seeing sequential improvement so far in the first quarter of 2012. Online consumer net sales increased by $7.6 million, or 21%, to $43.1 million for the full year as a result of functional improvements to our website and fulfillment process and from a targeted online advertising and promotion effort. Our wholesale net sales increased 2% to $154 million from $151.1 million in the previous year. The increase was primarily due to higher AURs, the launch of a new wholesale catalog, and focused efforts on expanding our wholesale customer base, specifically to non-distributor customers. We also added new products to our wholesale offering that attracted a more diversified customer base. Again, we saw fairly consistent improvement throughout the year. Q1 and Q2 decreased 4%, Q3 increased 10%, and Q4 increased another 6%. So far in 2012, we have seen a 20% plus increase in wholesale net sales through February. Although we cannot promise or expect such increases going forward, we do think our efforts to grow this business should result in a solid mid-single-digit increase for all of 2012. Perhaps this growth rate could end up being even higher. Gross profit dollars increased 5.4% to $294.9 million. From $279.9 million in the prior year, and gross margin as a percent of sales increased to 53.9% as compared to 52.5% in 2010 due to significantly improved manufacturing labor efficiency. This improvement was partially offset by an increase in yarn and fabric costs and unit cost increases associated with factory overheads due to lower production levels. Operating expenses, which include all selling, G&A costs, and retail store impairment charges, decreased by $11.8 million, or 3.6%, to $318.2 million for the year. The decrease in operating expenses was primarily due to lower occupancy expenses as a result of fewer stores, reduced distribution expenses, and reduced advertising, depreciation, and professional fees. Impairment charges on long-lived assets were $4.3 million, which was about 50% less than the $8.6 million reported in 2010. Loss from operations for 2011 was $23.3 million, an improvement from a loss from operations of $50.1 million from the prior year. Interest expense for the year increased $9.4 million to $33.2 million from $23.8 million last year. Again, primarily due to the increase in the average balance of debt outstanding. Net loss for the year was $39.3 million, or 42 cents per share, compared to a net loss of $86.3 million, or $1.21 per share last year. For the year, adjusted EBITDA, as defined in our press release, improved $24.1 million to $14.5 million from a loss of $9.6 million in 2010. Turning to liquidity trends, during the year, our cash flows from operations increased $34.7 million from a net operating cash outflow of $32.4 million in 2010 to a net operating cash inflow of $2.3 million in 2011. The improvement to our operating cash flows is attributable to an increase in our operating income and reduced working capital requirements, primarily from lower inventory purchases. Inventories were $185.8 million at the end of 2011, compared to $178.1 million at the end of 2010. The number of inventory units decreased year over year by 7%. However, this was offset by higher costs, primarily due to yarn and fabric increases. As stated earlier, we solidified our capital structure with a new $80 million three-year senior credit facility. We also entered into an amendment to the Lion Credit Agreement that provides Lion's consent to the new facility and extends the Lion second lien loan to December 31st, 2015, a two-year extension. To summarize, we are pleased with our overall financial performance in 2011 and thus far in 2012, and are excited with our business outlook for the rest of the year. Our new capital structure removes a significant overhang from the business and allows our management to fully concentrate on making further operating improvements. This concludes our recorded conference call remarks. Thank you for your interest in American Apparel.